KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky now, and it's 3 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today, enjoy it. It's going to be mostly sunny, cold, a high near 20, with winds out of the north becoming easterly at around 10 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill around 15 degrees below zero. We look for light snow developing late tonight with a low of 13, and a winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. on Saturday for most of the KJAN listing area. In the news, police in Shenandoah say an investigation into a stolen vehicle report Wednesday morning resulted in the arrest of a man on theft, drug, and other charges. Officers were called to the 400 block of West Lowell at around 11:50 a.m. to take a complaint about a stolen vehicle, which was located about 30 minutes later in the 300 block of South Elm Street. After a traffic stop was conducted on the vehicle, police arrested Matthew Maggers of Shenandoah for second-degree theft, possession of a controlled substance, and driving while revoked. Maggers was being held in the Page County Jail on $11,000 bond. Page County Sheriff's deputies assisted Shenandoah police in handling that incident. A man and a woman from Nebraska were arrested early Wednesday morning in Red Oak following an investigation into fake $20 bills passed at the Cubby's convenience store on the north side of Red Oak. Officers were called to the store at around 3:45 a.m. The suspects, who allegedly passed the currency, had left the premises by the time officers arrived, but a clerk was able to obtain an accurate description of both their vehicle and a license plate. While on patrol, Red Oak police saw the suspect vehicle, a 2008 Nissan Maxima, parked in the 300 block of East Prospect Street with two people standing outside the vehicle. Authorities learned the car had been reported stolen out of Council Bluffs on January 13th. The suspects were found to be in possession of additional counterfeit currency as well as narcotics, both meth and marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Police arrested 37-year-old Sandra Mae Cobb and 19-year-old Dylan Cole Catano, both of Omaha. Both were charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Cobb was additionally charged with a Class D felony forgery charge. Catano faces additional charges of possession of meth. Both were transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where bonds were set at $5,000 each. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted Red Oak Police in the investigation and eventual apprehension of the suspects. The Harlan Police Department reports two arrests. Last Friday, 20-year-old Elizabeth Nadine Smith of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, was arrested following a traffic stop. Smith was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance. On Monday, 67-year-old Larry Muir of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. Muir was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with harassment. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said in a statement on Wednesday that he will not seek an eighth term in office. Danker said on May 16th of this year, he will have been employed by the sheriff's office for 43 years. He was elected sheriff in 1992 and took office in January of 93. At the end of this term, he says he will have been sheriff for 28 years. Sheriff Danker added that it's been an honor to serve the citizens of Pottawatomie County for the last 43-plus years when this term is done. He says, I've been very blessed as sheriff to have outstanding and professional staff in all areas of the sheriff's office who have worked as a team to provide public safety to the citizens of Pottawatomie County. Jeff Danker said he has no immediate plans following his retirement at the end of this year. A federal report says Nebraska suffered more than $3.4 billion in losses from disastrous weather over the past year, while the toll was $1.9 billion in Iowa. The bomb cyclone in March caused most of the damage. The reports of the rain and snowmelt runoff led to record flooding in eastern Nebraska and in western Iowa. The Omaha World Herald reports that the Nebraska drought of 2012 was the state's costliest weather disaster on record, causing an estimated $4 billion in losses. Iowa's costliest year was back in 1993, when the state sustained more than $11 billion in losses, mostly from flooding. The Iowa Transportation Commission this week approved more than $1.3 million in funding for four statewide Iowa Transportation Alternatives Program projects. The program supports projects related to trails, safe routes to school initiatives, national scenic byways, and the preservation or rehabilitation of historic transportation facilities. Funding is available to counties, cities, school districts, and other eligible organizations through an annual application-based program. Locally, the Manning Safe Routes to School program, South Phase 1 in Manning, was approved for $49,200 in funding. Elsewhere in the news, the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office has released the name of two Hinton High School students killed in an automobile accident Tuesday morning. 18-year-old Ella Holtzen and her brother, 14-year-old Harrison Beck Holtzen of Sioux City, died when their Honda Civic collided head-on with a pickup truck. The investigation showed the roads were icy at the time of the accident. The driver of the Dodge Ram pickup truck, 66-year-old William Samuelson of Sioux City, was not injured. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers says with the issuance of the winter weather advisory, the Clarinda Police Department would like to remind citizens of the community about the snow ordinance again. The ordinance says that no person shall park any motor vehicle or other apparatus among the streets of the city that will obstruct the removal of snow when there's been an accumulation of 2 inches or more. Any vehicle left parked on the street in violation of the ordinance may be impounded and the registered owner subject to a parking fine along with applicable towage and towing and storage fees. Brother said also that the parking ban remains in effect until the snow ceases to fall and the streets have been plowed from curb to curb. But again, we are looking for anywhere from about 2 to 4 inches of snowfall here in parts of southwest Iowa. A little more in some areas, a little less in others. Two people were arrested on separate warrants out of Mills County on Tuesday. The sheriff's official said yesterday 37-year-old Nicole Jean Crowland was wanted for a warrant out for violation of probation, and she was taken into custody at the Pottawatomie County Jail and transported to Mills County, where her bond was set at $2,000. And 26-year-old Lindsay Sue Rhodes of Red Oak was arrested Tuesday at the Montgomery County Jail on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of OWI first offense. Rhodes' bond was set at $1,000. Police in Des Moines say a shooting in the neighborhood there has left two people dead and two injured. Des Moines police responded just before 4 p.m. Wednesday to the reported shooting at a home in the Merle Hay neighborhood and found two people dead with gunshot injuries. A third person at the home had a gunshot wound to the leg and was transported to the hospital. Police found evidence that indicated another person may have left the house. About a half an hour later, officers found someone nearby with a gunshot wound to the leg. That person was also taken to the hospital. No names have been released as of early this morning. One person died, another was injured during a head-on collision Wednesday afternoon in eastern Iowa's Benton County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2005 Chevy SUV was westbound on 77th Street Drive and a 1997 Pontiac Grand Prix was traveling eastbound. Reasons unknown, the SUV struck the car near 27th Avenue, and the accident, which happened around 2 p.m., remains under investigation. The names of the crash victims had not been released as of the latest report. State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Benton County Sheriff's Office, Norway Fire and Rescue, Belle Plaine EMS, and Blairstown Fire and EMS. Iowa Supreme Court Acting Chief Justice David Wiggins has told lawmakers that the independence of the courts from politics is a strength. Wiggins made his comments Wednesday as he delivered the yearly condition of the judiciary speech. He said the legislature's role is to be the voice of the people, while the courts should speak in a more limited way to resolve legal disputes. The court system is requesting a 3.95% increase in funding for next year. That would bring the court's budget to $188.7 million. It includes adding 17 workers in county court offices, 4 additional judges, and additional court reporters, along with law clerks. Montgomery County Deputy of Elections Josh Nelson reports the next scheduled elections for which candidates can file are the June 2nd, 2020 primary for congressional, state, legislative, and county offices, and the November 3rd, 2020 general election. Now, due to changes in state law, all candidates except for presidential candidates and candidates for the Ag Extension Board file during the same filing window from February to March. The Democratic-Republican candidates must run in the June 2nd primary, with the winners moving on to the general election ballot. The third party and independent candidates are placed on the general election ballot. Filing periods for state and federal offices are February 24th through March 13th. You can file those with the Iowa Secretary of State. For county offices, the primary, March 2nd through March 25th, the deadline is 5 p.m. on that date. The general election would be March the 2nd to March the 20th filing period, and you file those with your county auditor's office. President and vice president, July 27th through August 14th. You can file that with the Secretary of State if you're planning on running for the country's top job. And for the Ag Extension Board, there is no first date. You can file any time for that. The deadline is August 26th, and you file that with the auditor's office. Information for candidates is also available at the Iowa Secretary of State's website. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.